okay, but I like the sound of the song better. Can you bring my bass?
Well, it's just a finger in.
No,
I just actually forgot that on this same CD, there's a great song called September of Grass that you could have also been playing last month. But too late now.
Yeah, this is okay.
We'll find your other October songs as well. The Bush White House, of course, had to name another Supreme Court justice to replace Sonny Day O'Connor. Harry Myers was the 10th caller, and so she is the winner. That's the best one, yeah. That's so far the only
nationwide caller.
That's the only explanation so far, actually, that makes any sense. Oh, no, actually, there's a really easy explanation for this, which is that she is, as Andrew Sullivan said, basically, think of her as an indentured servant to the Bush household. That's what she is. They found somebody who's even loyaler than Gonzalez. One of the questions that I had, I mean, that was really obvious from the beginning. This woman's, you know, she's not qualified. She shouldn't be on the Supreme Court. She's a crony. She's a hack. But she's very going to be very loyal to them and do whatever they say. The question is, what's she supposed to do like when Bush isn't president anymore? You know, she's supposed to still call him and find out what she thinks.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? There's still another, 2.5 years of this?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, I do think that this is a giant miscalculation by Bush, and it really kind of surprises me. And he really has succeeded in finally uniting the country, because I think the conservatives are every bit as disappointed and skeptical and downcast. I don't think that. All I have to do is go and read. I mean, it's first of all, amazing how much analysis now gets out on the internet on a day like this within 5 hours. I mean, you can read almost any pundit that you want to on the subject of Harriet Myers right now. They've already posted something somewhere. And so you do have people like Andrew Sullivan and William Crystal and people like that, you know, movement conservatives, David Frum, already posting on this stuff. And, you know, an awful lot of them are saying this isn't what they were looking for. They were, A, looking for a real, true movement conservative, and they want to have a fight about it, too. I mean, you can't have she doesn't stand for anything, though, at least she has never stood for anything. But they never knew that she's, you know, contributed to all these Democratic candidates. You know, she gave money to Dukakis and Benson, you know.
And Al Gore, too, right?
Al Gore, yeah. So, I mean, that's probably just a law firm kind of thing, but... I mean, they can't even have a fight over a principle because she hasn't ever demonstrated any notable principles. I mean, that's what they really want to do, and they want somebody who really breathes fire. I mean, now, here I'm talking about philosophical movement conservatives. I'm talking about sort of the David Frum types, sort of the Rush Limbaugh types. Then there's the people to the right of those people, all the Bible-thumping, fire-breathing, snake-handling, South Carolina wing nuts that Bush made some kind of Faustian bargain with when he was running against McCain, saying, just get me in there and I'll get you what you want. You know, I will get you a Supreme Court justice who's to the right of Louis the 16th, all right? Just get me in there and I'll do it. And I think they are going to proceed now. I mean, Roberts was, kind of straight down the middle kind of guy. I don't think he fulfilled what they really had in mind. And anyway, he was just going into the Rehnquist job, so that's a one-for-one vote. This was the one that mattered. And this is not what they ordered at the drive-through window, back in 2000. They wanted, the deal was... I mean, we assumed anyway. I mean, this is the only thing they care about. This is the only thing that the far right cares about. They don't care about, Iraq. They just want somebody in there who overturned Roe v. Wade and put prayer in the schools and that's what they want. And then have intelligent design replace biology. Actually, my son Mortimer had a great line last night. He said, I wish they did teach intelligent design in my school, because it would be real, biology is so easy. Just like God did it for every question on the test. God did it, don't ask any questions. But anyway, that's what they wanted. And she's not this. I have this theory anyway. There's a lot of different kinds of Republicans. There are these people down in South Carolina, waving crosses around and screaming about Jesus and stuff, And then they're sort of beltway, very hardline conservatives who aren't like that. I mean, they have sort of core conservative values. very few of which are embodied by Bush administration anyway. I mean, like balanced budgets and, you know, minimal government and stuff like that. And they're not going to be happy with this. And then there's the Bush administration itself. And I think, I have believed for a long time that the Bush administration itself cares most about is all this Iraq stuff and Guantanamo stuff and Abu Ghraib stuff and military tribunal stuff, that they basically want to be able to suspend the Constitution to deal with a bunch of people that they feel under attack by. Whether those people are actually guilty of anything or not, they don't want to have to worry about that. They just want to be able to throw people in jail without trial. A lot of patriot, that kind of stuff. And I think that they've been looking all along for people who will carry water on that, who will basically say, Constitution, small institution, throw it in Gitmo, no trial, no access to counsel, Patriot Act rules, on five, hike. And I'm guessing Harriet would do whatever they want. I mean, that sort of looks like, you know, if they told her to go, you know, attend the Supreme Court sessions in a lacrosse helmet and a G-string, she'd probably do it, so I'm sure she'll do all this stuff. I think that's what they care about anyway, and I assume that they've completely vetted her on this.
In that case, let's get her confirmed.
Yeah, they know her every thought. She's gonna do what they want to do about that. But anyway, we have that to talk about today. We have some really top flight of sort of guests. It's a
driven
panel of guests. We're starting with David Uroff from the University of Connecticut, constitutional law expert David Uroff, constitutional law expert from Trinity, Lenny Fulco, and then our chief legal affairs analyst, Stephen Telligan, who will be there to talk about Harry, but also there's some new developments in the Elephant Toronto case, where in fact there'll be seven areas of criminality explored in the federal trial that these federal prosecutors want to bring up, some of them not covered by the original charges against the defendants in these.
And there's extras.
There's extras.
Yeah, some leftovers.
Yeah, it's like encores or something.
Yeah.
So we have all of that. Plus, we'd love to know, over the past weekend, did you either have an interesting experience with getting a civil union or an interesting experience with getting a cell phone headset?
You mean like this guy?
Yeah, mention this guy.
This would be your...